Once again, today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadi Aleph. We started in the Mishnah. We finished yesterday's Mishnah of daf Tzadi Amud Beis, which discusses storing different items. And the basic point of the Mishnah is that even if you personally store something that's less than the shear, less than the amount that people normally store, if you personally store that amount, you would be chayav, you would be liable for hotza'ah, as long as you keep on doing that. If you stop storing it, then you demonstrate that you're not machshiv, you don't consider it an important item, then you're only liable for carrying the standard amount that people would typically store. So the Gemara asked the following question, three lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. Lama the Mishnah, why does the Tana have to teach hamatznia? If someone stores these different types of seeds for different reasons, lisni hamotzi lezer l'duma l'refua chay b'chol shu. Why does it say hamatznia? It should say hamotzi. That means that why? That even if you carry the seed if you carry it for a seed for planting or for some sampling or some medicinal value, you're chayiv for kol shu. Even if you didn't store it beforehand. In other words, what Gemara is really asking is, can you simply have the machshava? Shouldn't it be sufficient that you have the machshava, the intent to store it, and that would be sufficient? Why do you actually have to physically store it in order to make it considered chashuv, even with the smaller shear, the smaller amount? So here the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, that obviously if you're machshivit, then you're a chayv b'kol shehu for any amount. V'hachav ma'iskin, what are we dealing with in this Mishnah? Let's say that initially, I'm just muting everyone, there's some background noise, and obviously unmute if you have what to say. So the case of the Mishnah is a situation where you were Batsnia, you stored it initially for these matters, then you forgot why you stored it. Vahashta kabafik leistama. And now when you carry it, you don't think that it's for a particular purpose, but you stop. You're just regular moving it. So in that instance, maudetema, you might have thought bitulei batla machshato. Your intent to store it has been canceled. Kamash valad kola osa al dashri shoda hu osa. That once you do an action, just even without intent, then that follows your initial intent. So, in other words, if you the case here again is your initial intent was to store it for a purpose, and in fact you did store it for a purpose, but when you're carrying it, you don't have that specific intent since you had the original intent. So then that is sufficient to make you chayim for the smaller shear, the smaller amount. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmua, Rabbi Yehuda says they were Shmua, but chayim hada Rabbi Meir, afabotzi chita achas lezria. Rabbi Meir said that you're liable even if you carry one wheat kernel for planting. So the Gemara asked, Pshita, is that obvious? So kol shu tadad, it says in the Mishnah any amount marotema kol shu lafuka mikrogeras. Maybe that when it says kol shu, it means less than the size of a dried fig. Ulolam adika kazayas, and really you're only chayav if you carry a kazayas. So again, here the Gemara seems to indicate that a kazayas is actually less than a grogeras, than a dried fig. Kamash balan. So therefore, Shmuel teaches us that. No, that it's actually one wheat kernel. This is actually a very important Gemara in determining the size of a kazayas, because there's a major debate as to whether a kazayas is a half of a kibetza or whether it's a third or less than a third of a kibetza. So there's another Gemara which seems to indicate that a grogeres, that we'll see, I think it's the grogeres is, let's say, 3/10 of an egg. And here it seems that a kazayas is less than a grogera. So this would seem to indicate that kazayas is about a third of an egg. But there's another conflicting Gemara which seems to say that no, a kazayas is really half of an egg. So this is, well, if you do a shear on shiurim, so this is an important Gemara. In any case, we see here that a kezayis is less than a grogeres, and the Gemara is telling us that when it comes to carrying a wheat, even one kernel is sufficient. Maski for Rav Yisrael, pray the Rav Yehuda, elabeyata chishiv lahotzi kol beso ha'chidav lo b'chavat debafik l'kula. Do you mean to say that if the Mishnah says it depends on your das, does that mean that you're only chayav if you, whatever you intend to about your original intent? So let's say if you originally intended to carry out all of your objects, all of your household appliances, with one act of carrying, so does that mean you're not chayav? You're not chayav until you carry them all out. In other words, everything is al das rishona, on what you originally thought. So no. Hasam butla daito etzel kolada. He says that there your das is nullified compared to everyone else's das. In other words, what we're saying is the following. If you carry an object, and you're not thinking why you're carrying, what you're carrying, if you carry an object the size that standard, reasonable people carry for a typical purpose, so then you're chayev. And what our Mishnah is saying is that additionally, if you personally intend to use a smaller amount that's considered chashuv, then we follow your initial das. So, in other words, it's the smaller of the two shurim. It's the smaller of your original, if you carry what your original das was, or what people stand in a regular basis consider to be chashuv. Okay, so the Mishnah continues and says, V'chol adam ein chayavim olav ela kishuro. Everyone's only chayav, only the shir. In other words, you're saying here that if someone stored something less than a shir of hotzah, you're only chayav, only you are chayav in carrying it, but your friend who carried it is pater, is exempt. So we're going to bring an opinion that argues on that, because Masnisi and the local Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Tanya, because we're learning a Braisa, Klal Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said a rule, Kol she'eino kosher latznia, ein matznin kamohu. Anything that's not fit to store because it's so small or so insignificant, and people don't store it because it's so small, v'huchshar lezeh, and it becomes fit for carrying. Why? V'hitznio, because one guy stored it, uba'acher v'hotzi, and another person then carried it, nischayev zeh b'makshavta shozeh. So this person becomes liable with the first person storing. So if I don't consider something as chashev, but Herbie stores an object with a small shear, and most people don't consider it. So this Rav Shimon ben Elazar would say, if he stored it, so he made that object as chashev, and if I carried it on Shabbos, then I would be liable, even if, for me myself, I don't consider that to be chashev. That argues on our Mishnah. Amarava Rav Dachman, hotzi kagrogeres lachila, nimlach elyon lizria. Inami lizria, nimlach aler lachila, chayev. Rav Nachman says that if you carried food that was fit for planting with the size of a grogeres for the purpose of eating, and before you place it in Rishus HaRavim, you decide to use it for planting, or let's say if you brought it out for planting and then you decided to use it for eating, in both instances, you're chayav a korban chatas. So Gemara says, pshita. That's obvious. Why? The zil hacha ikashur, zil hacha ikashur. That whether you're following, that you want to plant it, or whether you want to eat it, you have the shear of grogeres, so and that's what you carried. So what's the chiddush here? So Gemara says, bow the table, ba eden akir vadacha b'chada b'chshava haleka. Right, so you say that you would have thought that maybe you require akira and hanacha with the same machshava. That maybe you need to have kavana when you pick the item up. You have to have kavana for the same thing as when you put it down. And so here you pick it up for the purpose of eating, and then you put it down for the purpose of planting, or vice versa. So you may think v'haleka here you don't have this condition because when you put it down, you wanted to use it. Sorry, for a different purpose than when you picked it up. So maybe you should be potter. So the Gemara says, Kabash Balah, no, that you are indeed Chayef. Boy, Rava, Rava asks, Hotzi Chati Gogeres Izriya, if you carried half a dried fig for purpose of planting. Vitavcha, and then, what was it, you, with Tavcha, that you, what, you blew it up or something? You stood on the dried fig?
It blew up on itself.
Expanded.
Oh, expanded.
So now it's now a kazayas. And then now you say, oh, now I want to eat it because now grogeris. Ma, what's the halacha? Im tim salomar hasam hu demechayev de zil hacha ikashura of zil hacha ikashura. If you want to say that this is different from the halacha of Rav Nachman, that even though you had a different machshava, a different thought when you picked it up and you put it down, because there you're chayev, you're liable. Why? Because that in both instances you had a shear. That it, whether you follow your first intent or your latter intent, in both instances your only difference in machshava was the purpose of caring, but you had the minimum shear of grogeres. But hacha came into ve'ina da'afke lo ava be'shir achila. But here, when you picked it up and you start carrying it, it did not have the shir of achila. So maybe lo machayev, maybe you would not be liable. Or dilmar, maybe came into ilo ishtik lo chashiv alei. Or maybe you would say that, let's say you were silent and at the time when you put it down and you didn't think about it for achila, but you would... it would just continue for your original das, mechayev amachshava d'zriya. So let's say you had intent initially for planting, and when you put it down, you didn't have machshava one way or the other. So you would be chayev on your initial machshava. So hashanami now also, since that when you carried it, since now there is a shear, so. So maybe even when you changed it for your intent, you would be chayev. And so the shear of your machshava, the change in your machshava doesn't ruin the situation at all. Because when you carried it, you would be chayev. So even if you change your machshava to a larger shear, this doesn't change the halacha, as long as you have the shear that you know, as long as there was a shear at the end of the day that made you chayev. So again, right, in other words, you started off with a chatzi grogeres for planting, and that's the right shear when you picked it up. And then once it changed to a grogeres. You say, I want to eat it now. In both instances, there was a shear that would make you chayev. So maybe in that case, you would be chayev. So that's his question. And v'imtim salomar, if you want to say that came in the ilu ishtik lochashiv aleya mechayev amachshav adizriya, let's say you hadn't changed your mind and you only were thinking about zriya the whole time and you didn't change your mind, and obviously that's a smaller shear, and so then you obviously would be chayev hashtadami. And now also when you change it for achila, you would be chayev. But still, we have another, because, right, and now that you changed it, you would still be chayev, because when you changed your intent, it was still a shear that would make you chayev, because it was a grogeres at this point when you changed your mind. So what about the following case? Hotzi ki grogeres achila. Let's say that you picked it up, and it was the size of a fig for eating, and vitsamka, and then it shrunk, it shriveled up. Venimlach alel izriya. Then you said, oh, this is shriveled up. I don't want to use it for eating. I want to use it for planting. Mahu, what's the halacha? Hacha vada ki ishtek amachshava kamaisa lo kamachayev. But now, if you would have been silent and you wouldn't have said anything, then you would not be chayev, right? Because your intent was for eating, and now it's only a shear of zriya, so you would not be chayev. Ol dilmag, basar hashtas lina. We follow your second intent, umichayev, and you would be liable. So that's another debate, another doubt of Rava. And the third doubt of Rava is Imtim Tzalomar Basa Hashta Azlina Anu Mechayev. And if you want to say that we follow your intent now, you would be chayev. So if initially it was a grogeres you had it in mind for eating, and then it shriveled up, and then you say, okay, now I want to only use it for planting. So if we follow your final intent, so maybe, what about this case? Let's say you pick it up and you carry it and it's the size of a gugeris and your intent is to eat it. Vid samka, and then it shriveled. V'chazra v'tavcha, and then it blew up again, and now it's back to its original shear. Mahu, what's the halacha? So yesh dichoy le'inim Shabbos or ain dichoy le'inim Shabbos. Here's a question of dichoy. What's dichoy? That let's say if something was pushed off, in other words, when it changed from grogeres to less than a grogeres, so at that point you're not chayef. So do we say that once it has been pushed off or rejected from being considered a malacha, it cannot return, even if its shear returns? So again, you're saying, oh, the final stage, it's the right shear, but maybe once it's shriveled up, so then we say that it can no longer be subject to being chayev anymore. Ain dichur lein Shabbos. We say, no, it's not the case. We don't say dichur when it comes to Shabbos. And at the time when you picked it up, it was the shear. At the time when you put it down, it was the right shear, right about. So what do we say? Teku, let these questions stand. They have not been resolved.
Boy, what's an example of something like that, that keeps shrinking and swelling?
Food that keeps shrinking, it's... maybe the temperature outside, would that cause something to shrink or expand?
I can't think of anything. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. What can make foods expand? I guess maybe like bread.
Humidity.
What?
Humidity.
Humidity, right. The weather.
Humidity. Humid or not. Or if it's dry, the water will come out of it.
Right. Okay. Good. Right. Right. If something is the moisture, somehow the moisture comes out of the food, so then it would shrivel. Versus if somehow the moisture goes back into the food, then it will get larger. Okay, it's a good example. Boy bidei Rava Rav Nachman. Rava asked from Nachman, Zara kezayis truba labayis tamei bahu. What's the halacha if you throw a kezayis of truba into a tamei house? Okay, Labai, so why is he asking this question? E le'inyan Shabbos, if it's for the purpose of Shabbos, kigro geres bo'idan, you need the size of a dried fig. In olive is not enough. Again, this is another Gemara which suggests that the size of an olive is smaller than the size of a dried fig. So whatever the dried fig is, the olive is smaller. So this is an important Gemara in determining what's the halacha of how big is the kezayis? So this Gemara says smaller than a grogeres. Ve'i le'inyan tuma, and if we're asking regarding tuma, kebetza ochli ba'inyan, you need the size of an egg. So what's he asking about a kezayis? You're never chayev for a kezayis of truba, whether we're talking about carrying on Shabbos or about tuma. So the Gemara answers la'olam le'inyan Shabbos. Really, we're talking about Shabbos. Go the ika pachos mikabetza ochlim. For example, let's say in the house you have less. There's already less than a kabetza of food. Vahai mashlibo lebetza, and here this kezayis that you threw completes it to a shear of a kabetza, and now. And now when you put it down, so now it becomes tamei, the food becomes tamei. And then, what's the halacha? Mide mitstarif le'inyan tuma. Since by throwing it, the food then, I guess, combines to the shear of a kebetza to be metame other things. So therefore, maybe it's considered a shear when it comes to hotzah on Shabbos, carrying on Shabbos, mechayev nami le'in Shabbos. So maybe you would also be liable on Shabbos if there's a grogeres, if you combine the two. Or maybe kol le'inyan Shabbos ka grogeres ba'idan. Maybe No, when it comes to malachos of Shabbos, you specifically need a dried fig and not less than that. So again, the case is that, right? Because if you have, when it comes to Tuma, right? When it comes to Tuma, so we say that you place it down, then I guess they're mitztaref, right? The two foods are mitztaref and they join together to create a shiur. So maybe you would say that just like ochlim are mitztaref when it comes to tuma, so maybe also when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to caring on Shabbos. So, and by the way, kazayas is lav dafka. It doesn't necessarily have to be a kazayas. It could be really anything, just a smaller amount. That can that be mitzaref to create this the obligation of caring. So now Rav Nachman wants to solve this doubt of Rava. Amar lei tinitua. We learned this in a brisa. Abishalom. Rav Shaul says shtei alechem alechem panim shiuran kagrogeres. The shear of caring shtei alechem alechem panim is the size of a fig. V'amaya, why is that? Why is less than a shear on Shabbos? If we consider less than a shear on Shabbos, that is chashuv, if we say that it can be that shear can combine, amai, why is that so? Why did Abishol say that the shear of carrying the lechem of kachib is a grogeris leba? Why don't you say midele inyad yotze? Bekazayas lein Shabbos nami bekazayas. Why don't you say that just like when it comes to a psul, that he violates.
It's kachim kachim, so it's like kachim kachim. So you can't take it out of the.
So you can't take it out of the mikdash, right? Yeah. So therefore, that you violate it with a kazayas. As why don't you say that just like when it comes to kachim, if it leaves the mikdash, you're chayev on a shear of a kazayas. So le'inyan nami Shabbos, le'inyan Shabbos nami. So also when it comes to Shabbos, you should be chayev with a kazayas. So since Abishol, why is he saying that the shear is a dried fig? So since Abishol didn't say that, but he said the shear is a grogeris, so what do we see? That you don't consider less than a shear a malacha Shabbos just because for Tuma, a kazayas of, just because if you throw a kazayas of Tuma, if you throw a kazayas of Tuma to house of Tuma, at the house that's Tame on Shabbos, so since when it comes to Tuma, it's mitzvah if it joins together, but it doesn't mean that because for Tuma we consider it significant, it doesn't mean that for another prohibition we consider it significant. Just like we say the case here with Abishol, he's saying it's not chayav for a kazayas, even though for purposes of a different prohibition, we do have the shear of a kazayas. So the Gemara tries to reject that proof of Rav Nachman. Hachi Ashta, he says, do you really mean to say that just that because carrying out the kachim, you wouldn't be chayav with a kazayas, so too with throwing a kazayas of truma into a tameh house when it's mashli, when it completes the kabbas, you wouldn't be chayav? Is that really true that you can prove one to the other? Hasam there in the case of the kachim that you brought out from the mikdash, mi de afke chutz lechomas hazara if sole biyotze. Immediately when you carry it outside the walls of the azara, of the mikdash area, at that moment it becomes pasul, invalid, that of like kachim that left the mikdash, even before you brought it out to rishus harabim. So therefore, you don't say that hotzah. Oh, you're also chayav for kazayas in that case, because the prohibition of kachim that go out precedes the prohibition of hotzah. But Ashabis lo mechayev ad the mafik leil of shus harabim. The prohibition of Shabbos, you're not chayev for carrying until you actually take it out to rishus harabim. And at that point, already the chashivos, the importance, the significance of it is already gone, right? Because in other words, we're saying, when is it significant? It's significant immediately when it leaves the walls of Yerushalayim, the walls of the Mikdash. But it doesn't become, but when we're asking, oh, for Hotzah purposes, when are you Chayev? So there, that happens later. It happens later when you take it to Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, in that case, since the prohibitions don't occur simultaneously, we don't say that, oh, just like it was, it's Chashiv when it comes to, Chashiv that go out from the Mikdash, so also it's Chashiv in this case. But here, in the case of we throwing the truba, the food into the house by Shabbos, the tuba bahade hadali kasidan, that the prohibitions of Shabbos and tuba actually occur simultaneously, because at the moment that the kezias joins with the other food of the house, until the kezias of food joins with the other food to create a sense of tuba. So at that point, that's when also you would potentially be chayav for Shabbos. So maybe when the prohibitions would occur simultaneously, we would say that if the shear, the amount is significant to make you liable for one prohibition, it would be significant enough to make you liable for the other prohibition. Okay, so now the Mishnah says he doesn't resolve it. He just says that you can't prove it from that other case. So now we have the Mishnah says Chazar v'ichniso eino chayev ela kishiuro. If you brought it back in, you're only chayev, only the shiur. So the pshita is that obvious. Is that since you only intended you intended not to plant or do other things, so then your original machshava has been cancelled, and you're only chayev. You only chayev the shear that you want. That you only chayev if you carry something significant for and your machshava is to do something significant. So even though your initial machshava was to use it for something minor, if you change your machshava, so obviously you're not chayev for otzah for your initial thought. So Amar Abaye Hachabayskina, what's our case here? Kigod shizrako la otzar. The case is what? You didn't explicitly retract your original machshava before you brought it in, but you threw it into a storehouse of fruit to remain with all the fruit, and you weren't makpid to leave it, to place it down by itself. So basically, since you place it amongst other fruit, you've proven that you have nullified your original intent, and nevertheless, It didn't mix in well inside the fruit, and umakomo nikar, and its place is still recognizable. So again, the original plan was what? You were storing it in a particular place. If you store it in a particular place, that means you're saying that this small amount is considered a chashiv, insignificant. So that was your initial intent. Then what you do? You said, let me throw it together with this basket of fruit. But you didn't explicitly, say, oh, I no longer consider it significant, but you threw it into this basket of fruit. But when you did that, though, its place is still recognizable. And so Ma'arotema came into Makoma Nikar, that since its place is recognizable, it's not considered like you mixed it amongst the fruit, but it's still considered like you stored it by itself. And the Milsa Kabasakoi, and we say that it's just like your original intent, that your original intent was to store it separately, and therefore you're still considering it chashiv in its own right. Kabash Malan comes to teach you me de zark and otzar. Once you threw it into the storehouse, batuli batla, you have canceled out your original intent. Next mishnah, motzi ochlim unesadam al ha'iskupa. If you carry foods from the rishus hayachid and you place it on the threshold of the door, bein shechazer v'otzia ubein sheotzia acher pater b'nei shelo asam malachto b'bas achas. So whether you then carried it from this iskupa, from this threshold, to the streets, or whether someone else carried it, you are, the person who carried it is exempt. And even, right, why is that? Because he didn't do the malacha at once, but in two different times. You carried it from the Rishus HaYachid to the iskupa, and then you carried it from the iskupa to the Rishus HaRabim. So the iskupa is considered a makom petur. And we're gonna explain. The Gemara is gonna deal with it a little more. What this scoop is talking about, but basically you're carrying it from Rishus Yachid to a Makom Ptur, and then from Makom Ptur to a Makom Achiv. So therefore, you didn't do the Akira and the Hanacha from a Makom from Rishus Yachid to Saravim in one fell swoop. You did it in two stages, and therefore, again, it doesn't mean you're permitted. It means that it's not a Torah prohibition. The Mishnah explains one additional halacha when it comes to the skupa. And here the Mishnah says, Kupa Shibalea Peros. If you have a container that's full of fruit, and you carry it from Rishus Yachid, Asana Ale Skupa Chitzoda, and you place it on an outdoor iskupa, an outdoor threshold. So Afal Pi Sharova Peros Mibachutz. Even though most of the fruits in the box and the container left the Rishus Yachid to the Rishus HaRavim, and are on the outside. Okay, so therefore, nevertheless, Pater Achiotius Kolakupa. You're not liable unless you carry the entire box to the outside. We don't go by robe, we don't go by the majority. The whole kupa has to be transferred from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabbit. The Gemara now asks the following question. The Gemara analyzes the following issue. Hi, iskupa, my. What's this iskupa? Ileba, iskupa, Rishus HaRabbit. If you say the iskupa is Rishus HaRabbit, Pater. So, and you're saying it's Pater, how come I think Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabbit? Iskupa can't be Rishus HaRabbit because then you would have carried it from Rishus Yachid Rishus HaRavim. So why would the Mishnah say that you're Pater? You're exempt. You're not Chayav Korban. So Ella Iskupa Rishus Yachid. So therefore Iskupa Rishus Yachid. But if that's the case, wait a second. Beis Chazir Valtziad Beis Valtziad Acher Pater Hakavafik Rishus Yachid Rishus HaRavim. Then why are you Pater if you carry from the Iskupa to Rishus HaRavim? If it's really Rishus Yachid, then it's like you're carrying from Rishus Yachid to Rishus HaRavim. So why are you not Chayav? Ella iskupa karbalis. So we treat iskupa like a karbalis. So the height is, it's not an official makom ptur. The height is 3 tfachim or more, but less than 9 tfachim. Right? And verachba 4 tfachim. So it's at least 4 tfachim wide and between 3 and 9 tfachim high. If it would be 4 tfachim wide and 10 tfachim high, then that would be, I think, a Rishus HaYachid. So here it's between 3 and 9 by high by 4 tfachim wide. So that's right, a tefach is about 3.5 inches. So this is in between stages of karbalis, v'akabash v'alad comes to teach us, taima denach b'karbalis, hanach b'karbalis b'chayev. So the reason why you're not chayev a korban is because it rested at a karbalis. So if it wouldn't rest at a karbalis, but you just carried it in one fell swoop from Shizuyach to Sarabim, even if you carried it by way of a karbalis, you would be chayef. You would be liable. So Gemara says, Masnisin deloka ben Azai. This Mishnah does not follow the position of ben Azai. Why? Tanya moti mechanus liplatya derech stav. Chayev ben Azai poter. Let's say you carry from the store to a Rishus HaRabbim, to a public thoroughfare, by way of an area that is surrounded by benches, right? It's Derech Stav, I think they're benches, right? So that is, yes. I'm sorry?
No, benches, right.
Right. So that is that's like a karmelis. Because people can't, you can't have a lot of people congregating there because there are benches. So you're chayav, but Ben Azai says you are pater. Why? Because according to Ben Azai, that he says that even when you're walking, it's like you're standing when you're walking. And therefore, like when you're walking from Rishus Yachid to Rishus HaRabbim, it's as if you stood in between and you were standing in the bench area. And therefore, you're never carrying straight from Rishus Yachid to Rishus HaRabbim. It's like, even when you're walking, it's like you're carrying from Rishus Yachid to the Karmelis, to the Rishus HaRabbim. That's Ben Azai's position. However, our Mishnah rejects that and says that if you carry straight from Rishus Yachid to Rishus HaRabbim, even by way of a Karmelis, you are chayav. It's an iser doraisa. It's a Torah prohibition. The Mishnah says kupa shehimaleya, a box that's full of fruit, and you put it on the threshold, the outer threshold.
Rabbi, excuse me. In the Mishnah, Rashi said, in the beginning of the Gemara, Rashi says, when they went to say the Yiskupas or Shusarab, and he says that's 9 tefachim high. Why 9? Why not 10?
I think if it's 10 tefachim high, it's not a Shusarab. It's a Rishus Hayachid, right? If it's 10 tefachim high.
Okay.
And, yeah,
I forgot that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the Kupa Shehimalaya. So let's say you have a box that's full of fruit. And you put it on this threshold, this outer threshold, even though it's full of fruits from the outside. The majority of the fruit are on the outside. It's putter until you carry the entire box outside. Rabbi Chizkiya says, Lo Shanu. We didn't learn that you're not chayav until you carry the whole kupa. Ella, b'kupa b'leya, kishur b'dilur. There we're talking about if you carry a container full of cucumbers and pumpkins of a Malaya chardel chayav. But if you carry a container full of mustard seeds, you're liable. Why? That when it comes to cucumbers and pumpkins, that since they're big and they fill the width of the container, you haven't brought out, you haven't carried an entire cucumber, an entire pumpkin to Rishus HaRabim. But if you're carrying seeds, so entire seeds have been carried from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, even if you only carry part of the box. So Alma Kassavar, we see...
Rabbi, why would this be, if the shear for taking out any food is grogeres,
right?
And so you're taking out, doesn't mean he has to have a full item, has to be just a grogeres amount of food. So why would this be less than taking out a grogeres of food? You're taking out kishum and gluim.
Right.
You're taking out more than a grogeres.
It's in the kli, Howie. It's in the kli, that's what. The fact that it's in the kli, that's the question.
No, but I think the Gemara rejects your inference. I think what we're saying is that you have to carry an entire food. You have to carry an entire. There are two requirements. I think your assumption, Howie, is that what do you have to carry? You have to carry a certain amount from Rishus Yachad to Rishus HaRabim. I think the Gemara rejects that at this stage. I think the Gemara is saying that you have to carry a complete item from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and that complete item has to be the shear. So I think you need both, right? In other words, if you transfer only part of an item, then you haven't fulfilled a component, an element of Rishus HaRabim. This whole discussion, the Gemara, of what's the minimum shear, seems to assume that you're carrying the entire item, at least in the Gemara here. At least in this.
But I think the Kli makes a difference also, Rabbi. Maybe, yeah. I mean, that is the assumption of the Gemara, but let's assume you just had the cucumbers or melons, let's say, loose.
You carried 3/4 of a melon from Shishyach to Sarabim? I don't think you would be chayav for that.
Yeah, you're not. That's the idea. Based on what it's saying now, you wouldn't be. It would be Rashi says explicitly, he says that, I see you later, he says, then your Shabbos kol kamadlo nofek lekulei.
Right.
Karli agud. Because it has to. Once it's not the whole thing, then
right.
It's be like it's bound. You know, put together with the other, from it's not fully out into the other.
Right. Shirt. So I think you have two requirements. You have a shear and the whole item. So alba kasavar.
What's the case of?
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So alba, we see kasavar. We see that Chizkiya holds. Eged kli lo shma eged, that joining by a kli is not considered joining, and even though part of the seeds, the mustard seeds, are in Rishus HaRabim, and they're joined to Rishus HaYachid through the kli, the box, the kli doesn't connect them to say, oh, they are partially in Rishus HaYachid. So in other words, I think everyone agrees. There's no question that if you don't carry an entire object from one Rishus to next Rishus, you're not chayav. what the Gemara is suggesting here is maybe if you have mustard seeds in a box, that you're not chayv unless you carry the entire box out to Rishus HaRabim. And we're saying, no, that's not right. The case. That even if you carry part of the box and some of the items are transferred, then that would be a chayev. But Rav Yochanan disagrees, and he says afilu maleh chardel potter. He says even if the box is full of mustard seeds, then you would be potter. The fact that the mustard seeds are in a kli, then it makes a difference. In other words, it doesn't make a difference if the cucumbers or the pumpkins are in a kli or not in a kli. If the mustard seeds are in a kli, then it might make a difference, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because if they're all in a kli, then the whole kli has to be transferred between Rishus Yachid and Rishus Harabim. Amar Rav Zera says, Masnisin, our Mishnah, is the lo kechizkiya, doesn't follow chizkiya, daika, with the lo Rabbi Yochanan daika. It's not precise either like chizkiya or Rabbi Yochanan. Kechizkiya lo daika, le chizkiya, it's not inferred to katani, because we learned achiotzi as kolakupa. That you have to carry out the entire container. Taiba de chol hakupa. The reason is that you are chayav is because you carried out the whole kupa. Ha kol haperos pater. But if you only carry part of the peros, just the peros and some of the kupa remain in Rishus HaYachid, you would be pater. Alma kasavar. What do we see from here? That he holds that eged kli shmaeged, that the eged of the that it is considered that the kli binds it together, and we see the Tana holds that right that even that your putter because part of the kli remained inside, so therefore the fruit also is considered inside. And Rav Yochanan lasav leidaike, not inferred like Rav Yochanan the Katani. Because the Mishnah says, "Avo bisharo peros bachutz," that he says, even though most of the fruit are outside, time of the rov peros. The reason is that most of the fruit are outside. That's why you're pater. Ha kol peros, but if all the peros were outside, afal gav deita kupa migavai. Even though that the box, part of the box, remained inside, you would be chayev. Alba kasavar eged kli lo shva eged. That eged kli is not considered an eged. So the Gemara is trying to deal with it to resolve this stira. So Ella Kasha. So it seems that the halachos contradict each other. So the Gemara answers, Chizkiya betarzatave, Riocha betarzatave. Each of Riocha and Chizkiya will read the Mishnah their own way, in his own way. Chizkiya betarzatave. This is how Chizkiya answers this. He says the following. He says, Ad shiyotzi es kol hakupa. When the Mishnah says that you're putter unless you carry the whole container, it doesn't mean, so it's not talking about every instance. It says, b'med v'rorim b'kupa b'lei kishu b'dilur. That's talking about a container full of cucumbers and pumpkins. For that, you need to carry out the entire container because they're big. And therefore, you're only carrying out all the foods, each food, when you carry out the whole container. Aval, maleachardel, but if it's full of mustard seeds, then nase kamisha holtzias kolakupa v'chayev. In that instance, you're not putter. But once you carry out some as mustard seeds, it's as if you carried out the whole kupa, you'd be liable. Rabbi Yochanan bar Tarzatame, so he'd read the Mishnah the following way. Aval pishiro peros bachutz. Even though most of the fruits are outside, you would be potter. What does that mean? The low rov peros bilvad elafilu kol peros potter achesu kol hakupa. So when he says, he said when it says that even though most of the peros you're potter, he's not saying that you're potter if you merely carry out rov peros, but he's saying even if you carry out all the peros you're potter until you carry the box. So in other words, he would agree that even in a container of mustard seeds, as long as some of the kli is inside, Rabbi Yochanan would say that you would be putter. You have to carry the whole kli. Okay.
So are they still maintaining the position about eged, or that's not the fact anymore?
Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan says it is eged to the extreme.
Based on that,
he's saying it's eged to the extreme.
I'm saying so. Right, right. So based on that position. Okay.
Right, right. Okay. And it's not simply eged that connects the fruit. It's not eged so that all the fruits, the food inside has to leave the rishus, but even the kli itself has to leave the rishus.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara now asks on Chizkiyah, Beisvei Hamotzi Kupas Rochlim. Let's say you carry out from Rishus Yachid a container sellers of people who are spices. They have many different spices. So Unisara Ali Skupa Chitzori. You put it on the threshold, the outer threshold. Avbi Sharov Minim Bachutz. Kupa. Even though most of the types are outside, you're exempt until you carry out the whole container. I would have thought to say that we're talking about a container of full of different rocks, different buckets of different rocks of crushed spices. Because Chizkiyah says that Chibur Kli is not considered a Chibur, and it seems here that this Mishnah is saying, this price is saying, that you're not Chayav unless, even if some of the spices are in Rishus Arabim, you're not Chayav until the whole container is in Rishus Arabim. So Melchizedek says, Hachumai Skinan Be'ur Nasi. We're talking about bundles of roots of very long besamim, like cinnamon. So in other words, he's talking about spices that are the size of cucumbers or pumpkins. So in that case, you're not chayv until you carry the whole kupas outside, because the spices take up the entire length of the entire width of the containers. Now the Gemara is going to bring a question on Rav Yochanan. Meisir bi barbayi hagodiv kis b'shabbos chayv. If you steal a wallet, a purse on Shabbos, you're chayv. You're chayv to pay. And even though you're chayv misa on carrying it, so normally speaking, so here he's saying that normally you're not chayv if you're liable for two different punishments, you're only chayv for the more severe one. So why are you chayv to pay here if you steal and you carry it in Rishus Arabim? So we're saying Shekavani is chayv b'gneva kolom shiva de iser Shabbos. So he's saying that when you steal something, so you're liable for stealing it once you pick it up, before you violate Shabbos. In other words, if you violate two Isurim simultaneously, you only get punished for the more severe one. So why are you chayav for the death penalty and you have to pay back Geneva? Why don't we say you only chayav for the death penalty? So here he's saying because you're chayav in Geneva when you picked it up before, you're chayav for the prohibition of Shabbos, and they don't happen in the same action, the same time. However, Hayim Gara Viyotze Pater Shareb Isur Gedev Isur Shabbos Boinkecha. But let's say you're dragging the purse and you carry it into Rishus Aram without picking it up. So then you're Pater. Why? Because you haven't stolen it when you're dragging it. You only are Chayv when you either pick it up or you take it out of his Rishus, his domain. So when you pick it up, you're picking it up before you leave the Rishus. If you're dragging it to the street, so at the moment that you have stolen it, i.e. taking it out of his Rishus into the street, so at that point, you're also violating Shabbos. So in that case, you'd be potter to pay back what you stole because you're only liable for the more severe punishment. But the Gemara says, wait a second, v'isokadaitach, eged klishma eged, that they're all joined together, everything in the kli is joined together, kadim le iser geneva le iser Shabbos. The prohibition of Geneva devolves upon you or precedes the prohibition of Shabbos. Why? Because you acquire the money immediately when some of the money leaves the owners. Because when it comes to Geneva, once some of the money leaves, so then you are kona it because you are able to carry, because once the opening of the purse is facing outward, you don't need all of the money, the whole wall to be in Rishus Arabim for purposes of Geneva. That's Rashi says, Chemin Shal Tzio Miksas of Kara Kol Hamaos Shemichut Sheyachol Otzio Derech Piv. And once the opening of the purse is in Rishus Arabim, so now you can carry all the money out. However, when it comes to Shabbos, if you hold of Eged, right, then you're not chayv until the whole purse is in Rishus HaRabim. So now that's the question on Rabbi Yochanan, because if it's Eged, Kli, Shema Eged, so then why are you putter when you're dragging it? Even when you're dragging it, you are acquiring it by stealing before you violate the prohibition of Shabbos. So so the Gemara answer is Ida Afke Derech Piv Hachadabi. So you're right. If you're carrying it and the mouth is open, you know, the opening of the purse faces outwards, so then you're right. I agree with you. So Bahach Raskin, what's our case? The Afke Derech Shulav, that you're carrying it, that the opening is still in the house. In that case, that you're carrying the whole there. In that case, you don't acquire it until you actually take the whole wallet into the whole purse into the Rishus HaRabim. And in that case, the prohibition of Shabbos and Geneva are simultaneous. And in that case, you're not violating. You don't have to pay back the money. And therefore, it's not a question according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. So let's. So the Gemara continues with this.